Andy, welcome back. I know you were here Monday, but welcome back to today.
I am I'm here all the time because I love you all.
We love when you're here. So
we actually have kind of a light news group today. So just a few announcements to start off. So we had Haley O'Connor from USD 445. Today is the free pickup lunch day. It's for ages 1 to 18. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's over at CES and also at NATO Cafe, which is RMS area. So you do not need to be a student, which I am loving the communities that are doing this right now because they're helping out so many families that need it. So you do not have to be a student to receive a free meal. Shout out to all of the teachers and staff for all their hard work over this past month. They've really came together and been working hard for our community. Sad news from the Caulfield Public Library. They were so excited to be finally able to open this week, and unfortunately they're still working on roof damage. When it rains, it pours, literally. So they have to get that roof fixed. I'm hoping to be prepared to provide curbside services by next week. And they will be giving instructions on how to do that. So they're going to make it where you can drop off and still pick up certain items. And so thank everyone for their patience. I know they're really working hard trying to get that done. So, of course, we mentioned it on Monday, but the hospital is opening back up with a few appointments that they can do here and there. Same with all our clinics. So the Community Health Center, the Sandu Clinic, is opening up for all kinds of appointments, mostly alternative visits. So I love that all of our healthcare is being creative. They're doing curbside stuff. You pull up, they can come out and talk to you. E-visits. So I'm going to give a shout out because this personally affected us this week. My husband's had a bad tooth infection for a month now. Major pain. It's gotten worse and worse and couldn't get into his dentist. And so he was able to, on the computer, meet with the dentist over there at the clinic, and he could prescribe him antibiotics, got him on the antibiotics, and then on Monday was able to pull the tooth, and it was broken. So he had been in a lot of pain, but with everything shut down, you know, it was like, what do you do?
Right.
So I just shout out to them for helping us out, but they are there to help you with all kinds of stuff. The Field Kinley Clinic is opening back up for physicals. So I know you feel like, okay, wait, we're still not even quite in school yet, but this will all be hopefully back to normal in the fall, and we can go back to school and the kids can do all their sports. So your well child visits, your kindergarten physicals, sports physicals, immunizations, you know, go ahead and get those all completed. All right, you can still purchase gift cards on the Caulfieldville Together website. That was a program that was shared a few weeks back from the Caulfieldville Foundation. And I want to say this is a great, great opportunity for our community because, number one, you're helping out a local business, so purchasing a gift card. Two, that money is then matched to help families in need with food assistance. But here's what I think is really cool about it. Maybe for those that are still, like, we've opened up, but they're still not quite ready for that. There's still some that are kind of trying to stay home as much as possible. Hey, here's a great opportunity. You can help the community and a business without having to leave your house. So you go online, you purchase a gift card. I've even seen some people purchase them as gifts. So maybe there's somebody that you want to bless that's been working hard these last few months. You know, your local banker or the healthcare professionals, whoever. Buy a gift card and then, you know, give it as a gift and then they can use it later. So great thing, CaulfieldvilleTogether.org. And as you just said in the little news clip a while ago, census time is still going on. And I know Lisa from Independence just did a little shout out about that. Good job, Independence, first of all, for leading the pack right now at 55.6%. Caulfieldville at 48.5%. What I want to say is, oh my goodness, they have made it easier than ever to do your census. You know, it used to be this 20-page big document. You never wanted to get around to doing it. It's like, you know. Now it is easy. You jump online. It's not near as many questions. I mean, it is super fast to do. So I really want to tell everybody that even if you've done it, share it on your page. Talk to a neighbor about it. Get it out to the church congregation, whoever it is. Make sure everybody does that because it does impact us. And I will tell you, right now, our city and our state is going to be in the worst financial not worse. I mean, who knows what's happened in the last 100 years, but we'll be in a tough spot
right.
over the next year. And we are going to need every dime to help make sure that we have funding for everything from the hospital to the highways to our education. So make sure you get in and do that. And if you don't have the form, don't worry. They've made it super easy. You go online and answer some questions and they're like, boop, that's who you are. Okay, you can proceed.
Yeah, so, and it only takes about 5 to 6 minutes to do it. I mean, it's
it
just...
It really does.
You could do it basically on your lunch break pretty much.
Yeah. And I feel like also, if we don't do it, we're being selfish, number one, but we're being selfish because also if we don't do it, somebody has to come knock on our door.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're putting other people at risk to have to go and go door to door. So we want to make sure we get it done now before then. So storm season is going strong. We're always so lucky here that it seems like every time it kind of skirts around us or gets us a little bit, but nothing too major. I've been so excited about that. But do know that we do have shelters. Community Elementary, Phil Kinley High School, the First Church of God, and St. Paul's Lutheran. If you forget, you can jump on the city page anytime. We're going to share it in our newsletter off and on of the next few weeks. So just kind of stay tuned and make sure that you know where to go. Next weekend, there is going to be another downtown cruise. So they just had one this past weekend. I think it's next weekend. When was the graduation tentatively scheduled? Was that?
Not 100% sure. Was it the 16th? I think it's the 16th.
Okay, so it might be that weekend. So
okay.
Not this coming weekend, but the weekend, yeah. So it was supposed to be around the same time as graduation. And what they're going to do is a cruise honoring the Phil Kinley graduates. So they're hoping to have a slideshow on a big screen that you can see all the graduates, you know, information scrolling through. Everybody's cars can be decorated up with the school colors. Your house, if you're on the strip, can be all decorated. But basically just kind of doing a shout out to all of our seniors. So that will be next weekend.
That is pretty very, very cool.
I know. I love that. So yesterday on our Facebook page, we shared something we've talked about over the last couple months, and that is our slogan, Be Coffeeville. And so now we want everybody in the community to jump on there and share what they think it means to be Coffeeville. So all you do is you take a picture with you and your poster. So just make a quick sign with one word or slogan of what you think it means to be Coffeeville. And then you either tag us in it or you can actually load it on the post that we just shared. So we've got about 10 of them out there right now. Everything from, you know, a business holding up, you know, be community minded, be a neighbor, be innovative, be kind. So whatever it is, we want everybody to share what they think it is to be Coffeeville, just to kind of get some good spirit going. We need to come together as a community during this time, and we want everybody to be reminded of that. Last two things. So yesterday we shared a post about Coffeeville is bouncing back. That's kind of the way, instead of saying we're all open, we're saying we're bouncing back because it's just a ball. Business ebbs and flows and it's okay.
It's like a roller coaster.
It is. But we have so many great businesses that opened up this week. There are several that are still working on getting open. They're trying to get everything set up because there's certain social distancing guidelines that have to be met. And so they're still getting ready. I would just encourage everybody to check the Facebook page of whatever business you're thinking of going to just to see if they're open, what their hours are. Most of them are jumping on of our post that we shared and they're saying, hey, we're open. Here's our hours, or hey, we are going to be open on Friday, or whatever it is. So if you're a business out there, jump on our Facebook page, find that bouncing back post, and share your hours and whether you're open or not. I will say all of the Mexican restaurants were open yesterday and thriving.
I imagine everybody was like
so packed.
They're ready to get back.
Taco Mayo had a line down the street because it was Cinco de Mayo yesterday,
right,
along with the 4th. So it was Star Wars and Cinco de Mayo. It was awesome. But some businesses were open, so like Lanning's, you know, you could actually go inside and. They had taken out pretty much all their booths and now all they have is tables and they are all widespread distance apart. So they are doing their part. El Poblito's is not open inside, but curbside they were open and they were packed. I mean, it was like just people coming and coming and coming trying to get their get their tacos for that Taco Tuesday. So it was great. So, but we are excited about all of our businesses and just want to be there to support them. And I will say, as we mentioned Monday, you know, some people are excited. They're going stir crazy. They were so ready to go out and do some shopping or eating. Some are still a little nervous about that situation. No matter what, we need to make sure that we are being supportive and kind of each other, because everybody's a little different on the spectrum, and we want everybody to feel comfortable and safe no matter what. And just know that there will be a spike, and that this is not going away. I mean, the virus is not just going to magically go away overnight. Right. But we are now ready and in position so that we can take care of those in need at our hospital. Our hospital is, they've been doing an amazing job the last few weeks. They really have shined. Times of needs, they always say, when in times of needs, you see who the leaders are that rise to the occasion. And the hospital has definitely done that.
And the community's been helping the hospital, providing them with PPE.
Yes.
And I mean,
yes.
I know there's been some companies making 3D printing masks and giving them to them. So the community's been helping out the hospital as well.
It's been
so
great. It's been really good to see. So, and then I'll just leave on this note of if you were not on our newsletter, make sure that you give us a call and we can add you to that. We have been sending out weekly updates related to COVID and just various community-minded information, so as well as CNN notes. So call us. We can get you on that email list. Or if you're a business that's still needing help and has questions about anything, about the reopening process, you name it, give the chamber a call. We're here to help, and just want to be there for everybody. You always ask for my contact information, so the chamber is open now. I guess I should mention that, though. Our doors are open. However, we are still limiting visitors into the bank just because there's a lot of travel restrictions right now, so we're trying to be careful. IC machine is not open yet. We had a ton of calls for that yesterday. Everybody's missing their ICs.
It's like, hey, is the ice machine working?
2 more weeks probably, and then we'll open it up. But we just right now can't do self-serve items, and that's still restricted, and we want to be careful and, you know, keep that contagion down. So, but the office is open. You can come by. You can call 251-2550. Jump on our website anytime, or Facebook and message, or email me. My name is Candy, and it's cwestbrook@coffeyville.com.
All right, Candy. Well, again, thank you for coming in today. I know you were in earlier this week, so I thank you for coming in again today.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on around Coffeyville. It sounds like some of the businesses, restaurants are starting to open back up, and like you said, it's a bounce back, because like you said, we were down a little bit, but or we could just use the old LL Cool J thing. Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. So
that's right.
All right. I could not help myself. I just dated myself. So
you did.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart open line. Oh, my goodness, me and my dad jokes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.